A reading from Matthew 20:24-28. When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
So there's the last, it's not so with you, he says. Instead, whoever wants to become great, you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. That's hyperbole. You've talked about Jesus talking, using language to make a point. And he's not really, is he really saying slave and servant exactly the way we would interpret it? Or is he making the bigger point that comes a little later, which is the idea of serving and giving versus lording it over?
Yeah. Well, I think there's multiple things going here. One is the idea of slave is you lose rights. Which makes a lot of sense to us from a Western perspective, is we really stand on our rights. We want what's coming to us. And so there's that fighting for rights. And it's seen, even in the response of the 10, we saw these two who come and ask for a better place, and they're upset that these two have come and asked for a better place. They're being looked over in their own mindset. If they were truly humble people, they wouldn't care about what others are asking for and their misplaced values. And it just brings it back to us is, rather than fighting for our own rights and our own place, Jesus gives the invitation to become a servant or a slave. A slave has no rights. Slave doesn't negotiate salary. Slave doesn't negotiate work hours. A slave does what the master calls him to do. And in this context, Jesus is using a very bold statement, a hyperbole, like you've said, to call us to the radicalness of our life. I was with a group of guys in the prayer garden this morning. We've been praying for revival in our area, and one of the guys prayed it again. "Lord, I want to be abandoned to you. I want to recognize that everything and who I am and all that I do is dictated by what you want today." And that's the life of a slave. That's what Jesus is calling us to in bowing before him.
I'm going to read into this a little bit, but I think we need to recall that Jesus' ministry occurs over approximately a 3-year period. And so these people that follow Jesus, and there were more than 12, but the core group was 12, they had been working together for quite a long time. Anybody that runs an organization over a period of time starts to see somebody that was at a certain status level wants to be at a higher status level. And what you see is the coming of discord within a group that naturally occurs over time. And I think you're getting a little bit of that they're very much in the natural world. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is calling them back to ministry, calling them back to the purpose of all of this. And he has to do it constantly because the natural impulse is to say, "I want to be president. I want to be a vice president in charge of ministry or you know, in a church sense, or youth or whatever." And I think that there's a little bit of that natural tendency towards away from harmony that's happening in this group here.
And it all begins with that root concept that we talked about, which is comparison. Rather than living as part of the community and doing what you can do, everyone in this story, except for Jesus, is comparing their situation to someone else. And comparison leads to nothing good.